Many blessings and welcome back. I'm going to share with you a little secret that many people don't know about when it comes to manifesting the feeling state and the things that they want in their life. When we are manifesting or wanting things or wanting to change our state, we typically focus on ourselves. What can I get? How can I feel different? What is it that I want? And of course, that makes sense. We want something. We want to change our state. We want to come into a different feeling state. So of course, we're focused on ourselves. The interesting thing is that when you flip it around and you focus on others having what you want, not only will you get it more easily, but you'll also be helping others at the same time. I'll tell you a little story about this. There is a sacred place in France where there is special water, healing water, and many people go there to receive this healing water and be healed. And there have been miraculous healings, people healing of all kinds of terrible diseases and things that are just scientifically impossible, so-called impossible healing events. And as this kept happening, researchers started getting interested in what is it that's going on here. And what they noticed was that the people who prayed for the healing of others were the ones who were getting healed. Isn't that interesting? The ones who went there for themselves didn't have miraculous healings, whereas those who went there to pray for somebody else, themselves were healed. The same is true in business. If you think about businesses, when someone just wants lots and lots and lots of money for themselves, it typically doesn't work out very well. But when they think, how can I provide the most value, the most benefit, the most help for others, those people are the ones who typically become billionaires. For example, you might not like Amazon or Facebook or Google, but you can't argue that they haven't provided a lot of value to a lot of people. You know, Amazon is cheap and easy. It's very convenient, right? We can talk about the ethical issues related to that, but there's no doubt it's very useful. Facebook helps people connect with other people and do all sorts of things that wouldn't be possible. Google helps us find information and gives us all these tools and apps. We know there's shady things going on there in all these companies. Apple's the same thing. Very useful tools, very convenient. Of course, there's a dark side to it, and there's no doubt they have provided a lot of useful things in many ways to billions of people and become very, very wealthy. So this is just some, you know, physical examples of this. How does this apply to you and your life and the things that you would like to experience and manifest? So just bring into your awareness something which you desire. Could be a shift in consciousness or some physical changes in your life. And we've talked a lot about in other sessions of this podcast how you can just focus on that experience yourself, which is also good, by the way. But let's try giving a blessing. Now, there's this expression, the magic mantra. And the magic mantra is to give good wishes and pure feelings, to give blessings to others, right? So let's say, for example, you wanted to feel healthy and happy, right? Health, full vibrancy, joy and happiness. The magic mantra would be to wish and send good vibrations, blessings, and good feelings, that may everyone may everyone feel healthy and happy. And just imagine people you know and people you don't know looking healthy, feeling healthy, and being very happy. And by doing that, what happens is the energy of that blessing comes through you, right? If you're sending loving thoughts and loving energy, you're the one, the first one, who experiences that energy. And then it actually gets bigger and more powerful as you send it out. So hold in mind and heart something you wish to desire, a very specific thing. And now send that out to people you know, that may they experience that, and send the vibrations and imagine them receiving it and becoming like that. Ah, doesn't that feel good? Let's try it again. A little bit more energy, just love, light, good vibrations. You can either send the same thing or something else, and you can imagine people receiving it and feeling that in their being. And just notice the good vibrations coming through you as you think, may you feel this, may you have this. Just notice the good feelings flowing through you. And let's just keep doing it for another 1 minute and just enjoy the good feelings. And as you give to others, on a deeper level, you're assuming the consciousness that you have already attained it. Because the fact you're giving it to others implies that you have it. So you can practice this in your own time, in your own way. When you're doing your practices, your meditations, your visualizations, the good feelings, add this practice. You can try it for a few minutes or even longer. And you can also do this when you meet people in your mind. So let's say you're meeting some friends or family, or you're going to the store and buying some stuff. You can bless everyone. May you experience infinite joy. May you be happy. May you attain everything. And the feeling from you will make them feel better, and you'll feel better about it as well. It's a fun practice that in your mind, no one knows you're doing this, but you're sending love and blessings to them. And it changes the atmosphere, changes the energy, and it brings everyone into a higher state of being, a different feeling state. You'll enjoy those experiences more when you're giving blessings. So thank you so much for being here. Practice and enjoy. Remember, practice makes perfect. The more we do it, the better it is. The magic mantra, giving good wishes and pure feelings, blessing others with that which you desire. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Lots of love and many blessings to you. Talk to you soon.